And now to bring us home from our travels, Kim Tingley. Kim was also going to tell her story in January, but got weathered out by the polar vortex. Kim grew up in and around Normal. She left at age 22 and was heard saying as she drove out of town, "I'm never moving back here. It's so boring." 20 years later, boring didn't seem like such a bad idea. She's lived in Normal in the same house for 18 years, where she's raising two great kids. Let's give a big Next to Normal welcome for Kim Tingley.
Now I don't know. I don't know.
So in 1993, I went on a vacation to Ecuador, a small country in South America about the size of the state of Colorado. And I fell madly in love with the country. I love the mountains, I love the rainforest, I love the people, I love the food, I love the culture. And so I came back to the U.S. after that trip, and I worked for 2 years, and I saved enough money to go down for a year. I ended up staying for 2 years that time, and when I came back, I had an Ecuadorian husband and a plan. And the plan was we would work for 2 years, save money, and then we would move back there permanently and start a business in his hometown of Baños de Agua Santa, which is at the foot of a then-dormant volcano with natural hot springs from, you know, the magma, I suppose. So we were in the U.S., and we were working, and things were going really well, and the 2 years were about up, and maybe we'll stay a little bit longer, a little bit more money, working on some visa things for him so that we could come and go if we wanted to later. And the volcano erupted. And local legend was the volcano erupts a few days, shuts back down for 100 years, erupts again. How anybody knew that, I don't know. But anyway, it kept erupting, and it kept erupting, and it kept erupting. So we were living in Chicago, and we were kind of waiting for it to settle down and trying to figure out the timing of everything. And the volcano kept erupting, and the federal government in Ecuador ordered an evacuation of his hometown, Baños. So his entire family was living in, like, people crammed into apartments, shelters that were like refugee camps. It sounded terrible, and so we decided we should go down and see what was going on, see if we could help them, and see if it was reasonable for us to maybe move back someday. So we went to the towns where his family was. We stayed in a hotel about 45 minutes away from Baños, and the government had kind of stopped enforcing the evacuation, so people were moving back. And we decided we would go to Baños and just kind of check it out. And we thought we'd just go for the day, but we took our bags with us just in case. And we got down there, and it seemed okay. So we decided to spend the night. But that first afternoon, I remember seeing the volcano erupt for the first time, because it wasn't a constant thing. It was like it would kind of blow, and then it would be quiet for hours or days, and then it would blow again. And when it blew, it would just be like this big cloud of ash and loud, and it didn't seem scary to me. I remember like running up this hillside to get a better view of it at one point and thinking, I'm so brave. And we stayed the night, and it was okay. So we stayed, there was a couple restaurants open, so we stayed another day, and it was nice. We did some hiking in the area, places that we like to go, and the government sort of turned a blind eye to the evacuation, but what they didn't do was allow any official organizations to sort of reopen. So there was no police, there was no fire department, the hospital was closed. So there really wasn't much government there. And the next night was a Friday night, and so some of the people there were like partying really loud, and people were in the streets, and there were fist fights, and it started to feel like the Wild West. So the next day, I said, you know, I'm out of here. We're going back to Ambato. So we got our bags, and we went down to the Pan American Highway, and we were waiting for a bus. Everybody travels by bus there. And we waited and we waited and we waited, and no buses came. And so finally somebody came over and told us, they're like, there's not going to be any buses. There's going to be a paro tonight. And we're like, oh, a paro is where indigenous groups who are unhappy with the government go out in the, and they shut down all the highways and streets, and you, nobody goes anywhere. It's not safe. And usually when you have a situation like that, the smart thing to do is to stay put. And I usually agree with what they're protesting, so I never had a problem with that before, but I really wanted out of Baños. So we walked around and talked to some people, and we found a guy who had a taxi who was going to Ambato anyway. And we thought, okay, let's get out now, like before the streets shut down, right? So we hop in this taxi, tiny little taxi driver, little bitty wiry man, not anybody who looks heroic at all, just a very ordinary guy. His brother-in-law, my ex-husband gets in the front seat with the taxi driver, and the brother-in-law and I get in the back, and we take off. So we're driving towards Ambato. It should be about a 45-minute drive. We get to the next town of any size, and the road is closed. So the taxi driver just goes, oh, no problem, and he turns off on some side, you know, streets, and we go up, and we get on this other road a little bit north of town, and we're heading in the right direction, and I'm thinking, oh, this is a back road, this will be fine, everything's good. So he's driving along, and we're just kind of, you know, chill and hanging out, and Francisco, my ex, is in the front seat, and because it's the 90s, he's got a Discman, and he's listening to a CD, and he turns around to hand me the earbuds or the earpieces, and he knew I liked the song that was on. And when he turned around to look at me, his eyes got huge. And I turned around to look, and the volcano had blown so much bigger than we'd ever seen it. It was like 5 times the cloud was really, really high. And so I thought to myself, good thing we got out when we did. Just then we went around a corner or a curve in the road, and the road was blocked. So there were a bunch of men standing in the road. They had downed some small trees. There were boulders. They had a couple fires. This is how they do it. This is what happens. But these guys had machetes. So our very calm cab driver starts to make a U-turn, doesn't really have enough room to make a U-turn, ends up making a 3-point turn, which is much slower. And the guys with the machetes are running at our taxi, and I'm in the back seat, and I still don't know how I did not wet my pants. I was so scared. And I look over at the brother or the son-in-law, and he's white, he's sweating, he's obviously more scared than I am, which isn't reassuring. But then I look up in the front seat, and the taxi driver's just driving, he's got the car turned, he's just driving along. And my ex-husband is in the front seat, actually saying over and over, todos tranquilos, everybody stay calm. Over and over and over. And I thought to myself, who are these men and when did they have lobotomies? I mean, we're about to die here. There's no good situation. Now we're driving back toward the volcano. So we go down the road a little ways, and I can't even speak. I mean, I can't even ask, like, what are we going to do? I'm just thinking, I'm probably going to die out here. So all of a sudden, the taxi driver, without saying anything, turns off the road, and now we're going down the side of the mountain, literally on a cow path. I am not kidding you. And the taxi's bumping along, and we're bumping along, and I'm thinking this path is going to end like at a river or something, and then we're going to die. I just kept thinking we're going to die here. Or I'm going to have to live in this taxi for the rest of my life. I couldn't picture a good ending. So miraculously, the cow path actually comes out at a gravel road. The taxi driver somehow knows where he is. He turns, he goes on the road. We're going along, everything's going good. We're headed toward Ambato. I have no idea how far we are at this point, but we're heading in the right direction. We come around another corner, a curve, and there's a bunch of guys standing out there getting ready to close the road. So they don't have anything in the road yet. I don't see any machetes. There's a guy on one side of the road and a guy on the other side of the road, and they appear to have a rope. So we get closer and closer and closer, and I think, what's the taxi driver going to do? And he just floors it. And we drive right up, and those guys lift up the rope, and they wave us on through, and they laugh. And And I just couldn't believe it. I was just like, what? What? So somehow we get to Ambato. We actually got there safely. We took some back streets once we got into town. We didn't see any more roadblocks. We're safely away from the volcano. And all I remember is like getting out of the taxi at the hotel and saying to that cab driver, "You are the bravest man in the world." And I meant it, and I still believe it to be true. Thank you.